Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Raise your voice and shout, come on.
We heal the sick.
We heal the sick.
We raise the dead.
We raise
Good evening and welcome to Starbright. I don't even know what I was going to say. That we're on there every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank the Lord. I want you to take a moment to thank the Lord. You know, you might have gotten up and rushed around. You might have said a quick prayer, a long prayer, but you know you've made it to this hour. So we want to thank the Lord. You've made it to this moment. So we want to thank the Lord. You've made it through the whole day. Good, bad, indifferent. So we want to thank the Lord. Some of you have been stretched beyond yourself. You're still here, marching forward. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. Some of you have had a joyous day, and we want to thank the Lord for that. Come what may, in and out of season, we want to thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory, we give you the praise. We worship you, we adore you. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for all that you're yet to do. Thank you for the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Thank you because you make us glad. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for saving us today, Father my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for keeping us safe from every danger. Thank you, Father my God, for carrying through to the other end. Thank you for the victories. Thank you for the celebration. Lord Jesus, comfort those who are mourning. Comfort those who are sad. Comfort those, O Lord, and fill with hope those that feel that there is no more hope. Fill them with hope, Father my God. Fill them with hope, Lord Jesus. Fill with hope in the name of Jesus. Father my God, for every decision making, Lord, we ask that you will enable us to make the right decisions in the name of Jesus. Father my God, those that are stressed, I ask that, Lord Jesus, as it says in your word, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Let every burden be lifted and flung to you at Calvary. Father my God, so that all who are feeling stressed and weary will feel, you know, filled with your hope, filled with your joy, filled with the knowledge that you are in control. Let us remember that nothing ever takes you by surprise. Nothing ever takes you by surprise. That you know everything, Lord Jesus. Father, my God, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege of being able to come before your throne. We thank you. We thank you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Some of you might be feeling very tired today. We ask for the strength of the Lord to fill. Some of you might be feeling, you know, like, oh, you can't take a step more forward. I'm asking for God's strength to fill you. Some of you might be coming to the end of yourself. You're a good candidate to begin with God. We just, no matter where you are in stage and journey, we want to thank the Lord. It says we are encouraged to thank the Lord in every season. Now I know that sometimes it's very hard to thank the Lord, because we only think of, we've been trained, we've been taught that we say thank you because we've received something good. You know, thank you for being polite, being courteous, but want to thank the Lord because he sees us in our situation, in our circumstance, good, bad, and different. He sees us. We are not hidden from the Lord. You know, sometimes we can feel, we have a sense of, oh, God can't see, doesn't know. But we are not hidden from Jesus. He sees He sees us. He sees you and he sees me right in the same moment. He sees us. So we're not hidden from him. There are times we have to cry unto him. We have to invite him into our situation. We have to invite him for that strength to keep pressing forward. Now, I was speaking to the Auntie of Star Bright and I said, we're in a, all I can describe it is like we're being pressed and squeezed. And we need to ask the Lord to help us to make the right decisions in this season. Not to respond to how we feel, you know, and it's easier said than done, but to ask the Lord to grace, for the grace. You know, it says in the word is, excuse me, Paul says, three times I prayed and he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. You know, there are times that you might have prayed to be out of the situation and God's response might have been, his grace is sufficient. That means it's more than enough to carry you through the situation. Now, sometimes you might think you can't cope, you can't go a step further, but ask the Lord to empower you to take the steps further. Okay, let us not, you know, I don't want us to give up at the point of breakthrough. I don't want us to give up and look, because I'm reminded of the Israelites, who, one of my favorite people in the Bible, because they just show humanity and the frailty of humanity. They were at the point of the breakthrough and they saw the giant and they said, we are like grasshoppers. You know, it's insurmountable. We can't do this. Now, who made them feel that? Some of us may think it's the enemy. Some of us may have another opinion. But it's human nature sometimes to feel a certain way. And that's why we're encouraged not to go based upon our feelings. The situation is speaking and it's our choice to agree with it or not. You know, and I want to encourage you that even though you might look at things and it might seem, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it, I want to encourage you that each day take a step forward. Each day take a step forward. There was a revelation that, a different type of insight revelation that go about that song, Step by Step, We're Moving Forward. And it spoke in a different way. The Holy Spirit highlighted it, brought it to my remembrance, but highlighted it. Each day, you just take a step, step by step. Now, it may not look like you're making progress, but you're moving because you've made a step. You're not in the same position that you were the day before. If you're learning something, you take some time to study. If you've thought to yourself, I don't know if I can remember all the books in the Bibles, for example, each day take some time to read the order of all the books. It might be a case of you may not remember it all on the first day, second day, but there's one day it just will fall into place. The same thing if you started to read the Bible and you said, all right, I'm going to take a book at a time. You might say to yourself, I can't remember, I can't recall it, but when you need it, it will be, and your whole system is pressed, it will come, it will spring, because you've placed it in there. So all these things, I want to just to bring to your remembrance, because sometimes situation is shouting so loud we can't hear. And I want to encourage, we're going to have another Starbright session, and I know I normally announce it at the end, but I want to encourage everyone to come. And it's going to be at Stamford Park in Highfield Pavilion on the 26th. And it's going to be 10 to 1 p.m. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I want to encourage you to come to attend, to be refreshed, because the theme is commit to the process. We want the end result, and we don't really understand the process we have to get to the end result. And my process is not going to be the same as somebody else's, because we're all different, and God is going to take us in different paths. We can get encouraged by somebody else's path, someone else's journey, but it's not going to be exactly the same. For example, several people can live in a home, and when you ask them how it was, they remember things different. They have a different perspective on how the home was. So we have to know that we're going through things, but God is bringing something to birth through the process. And you might just know a little bit about what's being birthed, but sometimes we don't understand the fullness. So if we understood the fullness, we'll know why there's such a battle. Okay, when there's a lot of pushback now, some might say, oh, it's not the right approach. But when there's a lot of pushback, I always realize that there's more to this. Whatever I'm doing, if I'm doing something and there's a lot of pushback, I always think there's more to it than I can see and I can, you know, imagine. So I endeavor to keep pressing forward. And this is where I bring back to mind the step by step we're moving forward. Little by little, we're claiming ground. We're not claiming ground in a whole fast swoop, but little by little, we're claiming ground. And I want to encourage. Now, I'm going to read Colossians 1. I'm going to start from 11. Okay. Right, okay, let me start from 10. We pray, this is a Passion Translation. We pray that you would walk in the ways of true righteousness, pleasing God in every good thing you do. Then you'll become fruit-bearing branches, yielding to His life and maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in His fullness. And we pray that you would be energized with all His explosive power from the realm of His magnificent glory, filling you with great hope. Wow. I'm going to read that bit again. I've not read the whole passage, but we pray that you would walk in the ways of true righteousness. So, true righteousness is... it's not just because righteousness, right standing, but the true righteousness, the righteousness of God, pleasing God in every good thing you do. So that every good thing we do, let it be pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. Then you'll become fruit bearing branches, yielding to His life and maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in His fullness. Then you'll become fruit-bearing branches. So when we are walking in the ways of true righteousness, we bear fruit. You know, it says, by the fruits you shall know them. Because of walking in the true righteousness, we become fruit-bearing branches, because the branches are connected to the vine of Jesus. Now, fruit-bearing. Now, I don't know if you remember, there was the fig tree, excuse me, that was not bearing fruit, and Jesus cursed it and said it wither and die. Now, I want us to be fruit-bearing branches. Fruit. What fruit are you producing? What fruit? When things go really hard, what fruit are you producing? When you're pressed on every side, what fruit are you producing? It says count it all joy. Now, there's some things it's very hard to count all joy. But I want us to ask the Lord to enable us that when we're pressed on all sides, even if you're struggling to count it all joy, what happens is that the pressing doesn't cause you to speak of the flesh, but still maintain that spirit. And that's a process, because when we're pressed on all sides, we feel the pain. We feel the pain of it all. Sometimes physically, sometimes emotionally, sometimes mentally, we feel it. And then what we want to do when we feel something, want to say, we might want to scream, we might want to... What we need to do is to ask the Lord to help us that, because sometimes it's not that you might just scream, we might say something that is counterproductive to where we're being taken to, because the enemy is always trying to get us to, you know, to bear that, to plant that negative seed, because our words are seeds and they grow in time. You know, it says there's life and death in the tongue. Those who love it eat its fruit. So the enemy is always trying to get us to say something that would be detrimental for us. So we want to be fruit-bearing branches, yielding to his life. So when we're yielded to his life, it's like we allow ourselves to go through to get to where he's taking us to, because his ways are not our ways. And there's some things to get there. We have to go through that process. So for example, to have to give birth to a child, you have to go through the process. The child can't stay in your womb forever. You know, you have to go through to the process of giving birth to that child. If you want to say, I want to carry a child and give birth, you have to go through the process of carrying a child. Now, some people carry children and it's like they're gone to, I term it gone to Asda, you know, or gone to Tesco's. And some people carry a child, it's like they've gone to Waitrose or one other place, and you don't see Waitrose up and down, you know, here and there. It's like, wow, very unique, very crafted. There is, you know, it's not something, but it's still a process that has to be gone through. And then it goes on to 11, and we pray that you would be energized with his explosive power from the realm of his magnificent glory, filling you with great hope. Now, when we're on a journey, sometimes the enemy can fill our heads with so much. I'm on a journey. I think we're all on our journey. And there are times I want to give up. But there's something that I just say, no, I can't. I have to see it through to the very... I can't give up. I have to see it through to the very end. So it's a case of you know, I've mentioned about this project, it's a case of, wow, though pinched, I did just something inside of me. It's the spirit saying, just got to see it through. And because I've made up that mind, it doesn't make it easier. But one thing I have to encourage people who are journeying, there's like, God just plants and gives inputs. And when you think that, Lord, I want to go on, but I can't see a way forward, He makes a way. So I encourage you in this, because it says we pray that you would be energized. And I pray you'll all be energized with His explosive power from the realm of His magnificent glory, filling you with great hope. Now, when we hope in the Lord, we know that it's going to end up good, you know, because when we hope, is we don't hope for next, we hope for good. Your heart can soar with joyful gratitude when you think of how God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. Amen. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of His beloved Son. Now, He's rescued us. Do you feel rescued? Do you feel it? It's something that you may not feel it, but it's a fact. You know, I can't feel how they fly the plane, but it's a fact is that the plane flies. Does that make sense? I can't feel it. I don't, I only feel the plane is flying when something turbulent, and then I'll be able to sense and feel what the pilot is doing. But otherwise, it's just flying. And it's the same thing with us. We may not feel certain things, but we'll definitely know that it's true when things are going on, because we will sense the Holy Spirit teaching us. We'll sense the angels surrounding us. We'll sense the presence of the Lord helping us. So we have to know whether or not we feel it or not, that He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of His beloved Son. For in the Son, all our sins are cancelled, and we have the release of redemption through His very blood. All our sins are cancelled. Now, I want us to look at it as a great debt. You know what it's like when money is owed, time is owed, you promise something and it's owing. Whatever it is, it's a debt, something that you can't pay. I promise to do something by said, and you know it. But when, you know, for example, if you promise something and then you're not able to do it, and you feel really bad, and you're going to an event, you feel really bad and think, oh, I promised to bring, I'm going to simplify it, I promised to get watermelon and bring it to this event. Oh wow, I didn't get it, I forgot, I went to buy, I didn't have the money. Whatever the reason, you're going to the event without the watermelon, you feel really bad. But when you get there, someone that knows you inside out has bought the watermelon on your behalf and said it's okay, and take borne the cost of buying that watermelon. You feel such a, you feel elated, you feel like so much joy, you think, wow, I can't believe it, someone could be so kind And this is how I want us, but on a more massive scale, for the Son, for in the Son all our sins are cancelled. It's like we didn't sin. Someone described it that on the cross, the gap between the Heavenly Father and Jesus so much, because every single sin, even things I've done in this present, was placed upon Jesus at that moment. And it was like, you know, God cannot be, you know, around sin. And that left its, the weight of it all must have been tremendous. The weight of it. But he was willing to do that. He was really willing to do that. And it says, and we have the release of redemption through his very blood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a little break, and we'll be back after the break to continue with this passage that we're reading. Be back after the break.
Shout hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Since the day I met Jesus, my sins were washed away. And we need to be reminded of that truth. That truth. Because sometimes our brains are filled with so many other things that we miss the truth of all that has been done for us. I'm going to read... I hadn't finished this translation. Let me finish this translation and I'll go on to another one. Okay. Colossians 1 and verse 15. He is the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God, and the firstborn heir of all creation. For in him was created the universe of things, both in the heavenly realm and on the earth, all that is seen and all that is unseen, every seat of power, realm of government, principality and authority. It all exists through him and for his purpose. He existed before everything was made, and now everything finds completion in him. He is the head of his body, which is the church. And since he is the beginning and the firstborn heir in resurrection, he is the most exalted one, holding first place in everything. For God is satisfied to have all his fullness dwelling in Christ. And by the blood of his cross, everything in heaven and earth is brought back to himself, back to the original intent, restored to innocence again. Amen. Wow. Okay. I'm reading another translation. Okay. Because you know me, I like my different translations. Gives different perspectives. Okay, Colossians 1. And I'm reading from verse 10. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and you will continually do good, kind things for others. All the while, you will learn to know God better and better. Wow. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and you will and you will continue to do good, kind things for others. All the while you will learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with his glorious power, so that you will have all the patience and endurance you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. We also pray that you will be strengthened with his glorious power, so that you will have all the patience and endurance you need. Father my God, King of Kings, I pray this. I pray this for all who are going through to get to. I pray this for all those that are being promoted, Father of my God. I pray that they will be strengthened by your glorious power, so that they'll have the patience and endurance they need. I pray for those who are struggling that they will be strengthened with your glorious power, so that they will have all the patience and endurance they need. I pray for those who are feeling like overwhelmed because there's something good that's going to happen, but they're wondering if they can cope with it. Father my God, I pray that they will be strengthened with his glorious power, with your glorious power, so that they will have all the patience and endurance they need. I pray regardless of any situation someone's in, that Father my God, they will be strengthened with your glorious power. Strengthened with your glorious power, because your glorious power reveals your glory, Father my God. So that they will have patience and endurance to take every step, learn every lesson and every step and take it, Father my God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I pray for the boldness, Father my God, those that are stepping backwards, feeling that they're not able, responding because of previous pain and hurt, Father my God, because, oh Lord Jesus, you have brought them to this point, that they will walk in boldness in you, knowing that you have brought them, Father my God. You are leading them. Lord Jesus, they will not look at themselves, but look at you, knowing that you are carrying them forward in the name of Jesus. Father my God, King of Kings, no one is going to feel overwhelmed. No one's going to be frightened or filled with fear. No one's going to be thinking that they're not capable, Father my God. But Lord, your strength will be, we draw upon it and will be planted within them and flow through us all, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. May they be filled with joy. It says, Lord, in your word, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let your joy fill them to overflow. Let your strength fill them, Father my God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let us always thank you, Father my God, because you have enabled us. You have enabled us thus far, and you're taking us forward onto victory, unto victory. Father my God, even sometimes a victory can appear overwhelming, like, wow. You know, I'm reminded, Lord, of the Israelites, that they came to the victory of the promised land. You know, they've heard about it. They came to it and they felt overwhelmed. And they looked at themselves instead of looking at you, and said they were grasshoppers. They were not capable or able. So they stayed in the desert. But you still fulfilled your promise by bringing the next generation. Lord, while we're here, Lord, there'll be no next generation being brought, because we're here and we're going through to get to where you're taking us to. Father, my God, Lord, the strength, the ability, the enablement, whatever is needed, Father, my God. Because, Lord Jesus, 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 everyone is, they are candidates for promotion. Candidate for promotion in you. Father my God, I pray for anyone who is having struggles in their workplace, Lord Jesus, that Father my God, that I pray that they'll be strengthened with your glorious power, so, and that they will be, have patience and endurance that they need. Father my God, anything that they need to learn, help them to learn. Anything that needs to change, let it change. But Lord Jesus, let your grace and mercy, Father my God, flow, and let them hear your voice. Direct them the way to go. Father my God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Everything is working for good. Everything is working for good. We're calling forth your good. We're calling forth your good. We're calling forth your good to be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says in this scripture that may you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. Father my God, that which is an inheritance, because you've already planned it, you've already made a way, Father my God, Lord Jesus, cause people to see the way and walk in the way in boldness, Father my God, to see the way and walk in the way. They will not be afraid, but they will see the way and walk in the way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It will not be hidden from their sight. They will not be confused, Father my God. Lord, anyone that is feeling confused, we come against confusion. We come against confusion. There'll be clarity of thought, Father my God. Clarity. It says, my sheep hear my voice and they know what to do. They will hear your voice and know what to do. They will hear your voice and know what to do. Everything that looks like confusion, we come against it. We come against it. Because, Lord, you are not the author of confusion. So we come against everything that looks like confusion. Clarity, clarity, clarity in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who are believing you for the fruit of the womb, that they want to have a child. Lord Jesus, regardless of the number they may have before, they want another one. Father my God, they may not have had. Lord Jesus, there is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that you cannot do. Lord Jesus, let them be strengthened with your glorious power so that they will have the patience and endurance that they need. Let them be strengthened with your glorious power. And Lord Jesus, 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 cause them to conceive. Oh Lord, cause them to conceive at the right time, because it's your timing, your timing. Lord Jesus, and help them to know what to do and not to do in that season, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father my God, you do the work all by yourself. You do the work. Take the glory, Lord. Take the glory, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It says in the word, chapter in verse 13, for he has rescued us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness, and he's brought us into the kingdom of his dear son. Lord, you have rescued us. You have rescued us from every aspect of darkness. And you brought us into your kingdom of your dear son. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. You have rescued us. We're grateful. We're grateful. We even ask for those that we know that do not know you, that Lord, rescue them. Rescue them. Even those that are doing what I term stubborn head. They know, but they're not. Rescue them, Lord. Rescue them. Rescue them. Because Father my God, nobody knows its hour. Nobody knows the moment. So rescue them, Lord Jesus. Rescue them and draw them to you. Draw them to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. It says, God has purchased our freedom with his blood and has forgiven all our sins. Isn't that fantastic? I want us to really think about that. This is wonderful. Because sometimes we know this. We know this. But sometimes you need to be reminded. You know. I know, for example, I know my sons love me. I know. I know they do. But it's nice to hear them say, love you, mommy. It's nice. It's really nice. Because that reminder triggers and does something. It does something. So I'm speaking because God has purchased our freedom with his blood. So whatever is saying to you that you're captive, that you're bound, is a lie, that you're trapped. Because it says in Colossians 1:14 that God has purchased our freedom with his blood. You know, I'm reminded of that song. Who the Son set free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, There's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. And, you know, we have to, I want you to declare it to yourself, that who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go to verse 15. Christ is the invisible, is a visible image of the invisible God. So if we want to get even a greater understanding, we need to remember that he existed before God made anything at all, and is the supreme over all creation. Christ is the one through whom God created everything in heaven and earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see. Kings, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities. Everything has been created through him and for him. He existed before everything else began, and he holds all creation together. Hallelujah. Well, we've come to the end of a program, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. Starbright Seminar, details on the web page. So come along to on the 26th, 10 to 1 p.m., 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and come and be blessed. Come and be refreshed. See you there. Take care, and God bless. And bye for now.